Virtuous Optimus Podcast is a registered trademark of Virtuous Optimus LLC. Music copyright to respective artists. Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act of 1976. Allowance is made for a fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news, reporting, teaching, scholarship, education, and research. All rights reserved for personal use only.
You know,
we don't need to fix the voice
chat.
You forgot to tell everyone what tonight's episode is about.
Tuned in to Virtuous Optimus Podcast with your soul sister Chaz, and I have a very, very, very special guest here on the show with me. This is a major exclusive. Like this has been in the works for a long time. I want to say like 2 years now.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite producers, rapper, creator, freaker of Diggable Planet. Cherry Wine,
yeah.
Shabazz Palaces, Knife Night.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably other stuff out there too, but Ishmael Butler.
What's up?
I got Ishmael Butler on Virtuous Optimus Podcast, y'all, so this is very exciting for me.
To hear Ish and me break the ice on the very first What Her Hair Do icebreaker segment of season 6, tap into our YouTube channel, Virtuous Optimus Podcast. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. What I want to talk about is, and I haven't had a chance to talk about this with somebody on the podcast since like season one, is Jazz Talk, Pioneers. I mean, you are like affluent with the history. You know, I know a lot of what you know about jazz, you know, your dad put you onto a lot of that music. You use that in the music that you made, you know, as far as Diggable Planet is reaching and Blowout Comb. Now, you also was a part of the documentary Stolen Moments, Red Hot Plus Cool.
Mm-hmm.
When I got onto you, and honestly, I knew Cool like that, but I hadn't heard a full Diggable Planet project until 2018 when I saw y'all live in LA.
Oh, that's it.
So I'm pretty sure like diehard Diggable Planet fans would be so mad at me for like just getting on to Diggable Planets and being able to
not really because, you know, the name of the first album was A New Refutation of Time and Space, which
mm-hmm.
the whole thing was about, you know, time, the illusion of time as, you know, something that's like flying through imagined space like an arrow,
mm-hmm.
but instead it's like it's always now, you feel me? So you found it when you found it. It don't even matter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, Cocoon Club. As you can see, music beat. Life. The mind is time and space. Surrounding, pounding, getting down. New sounds, new songs. Let me not prolong. Check it out.
When I first met you, one of the things that I asked you was about time.
Right.
It's almost like it's non-existent to you.
Mm.
And I'm like, how?
Well, both of my parents, And then like my family, and then like shit that I read and listened to, I realized it's like an oppressive concept, really. It's a container, really, that you put things into so that you can make sense of things, you know? So I just didn't really want to do that, you feel me? Because the truth of the matter is you're alive, yeah, and then you're not. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Look at Carlos Santana. He got like 20 Grammys and shit when he was like 55 years old. You know what I'm saying? How many times did he probably sit around thinking, it's over, or niggas don't give a fuck about me? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But in the end, it's all about what you're going to do today, who you're going to meet today, how you're going to feel. So that's how I just, like try to feel good. We all know people that's not here no more. They wish they could have a bad day.
Yeah, you're right.
You feel me? Really think about them. It's a lot of pressure to do certain things and be certain ways and always be grinding and all that kind of, you know, stuff, but that's not for everybody.
Some sounds booming out of Jeep where I'm from. Cocoon tied to youth, swing units 100 proof. You want some beef, they will cut you some where I'm from. The beats is infinite where I'm from. Voodoo, Ashu, Benin, Gangsta Lean where I'm from. I'm interplanetary, my insect movements vary. It's kinky if it's hair. Jeep where I'm from, the fire hoses blow. It's purple when it's snow. I do a hit and go, split.
During COVID, there hasn't been a lot of traveling and a lot of shows and things like that. Has this been the longest amount of time that you've been just grounded?
In the last, like, 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah, like, between Diggable and other projects, I was grounded for a while.
Do you feel like you needed it?
Not yes and no. Okay. I mean, you need everything that comes your way because, you know,
it's a reason for it.
Yeah, and if you, you know, you not needing it is going to be the reason you get out of it. You feel me? So you got to look at it like that for me. But it was a lot to it. You know, you could get into it. Realize you had this time, what you gonna do with it?
Back to jazz talk though, I wanna talk about jazz. Representing the album and then going to that documentary, you've played with a number of jazz pioneers.
Yeah, Clark Terry played with us at the Grammys when we performed Cool Like That. He did a solo.
Bass?
No, he's a cornet.
Cornet, okay. Yeah. Oh, so horn.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like Quincy Jones and like a lot of cats like that, they, you know, look at Clark as a forefather, a pioneer, an innovator. Smooth cat. I remember he came to the rehearsal. At the time he was older, like he had to be in his 80s, I think. He came to the rehearsal, pulled up a chair, like a stool for him, had him a young sister with him, you know what I'm saying? Had him a nice fur coat on or whatnot, and left it over his shoulders and just commenced it all over the place, man.
Yeah,
he could play two horns at one time, like that, once in his mouth, man.
Yeah.
Trumpeter. I think he played flugel and cornet. A monster. Yeah, check him out. He got his own records. He wrote, you know, and played with heavy cats as well. Like, he's that dude, Clark Terry.
So that's obviously the number one that comes to mind with you.
Yeah. Wild Tim, who played on a lot of the Motown joints, guitarist. He was on one of those Red Hot. I think we did Red Hot and Cool.
He was.
Joe Sample.
Okay, Joe Sample. Yeah. Was that guitar too?
No, he's a pianist.
He was on there too.
Yeah, he was on there.
Yes, Jazz Crusaders.
Yeah.
Lilies of the Nile. That's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, heavy cats. I mean, in the Diggable bands, like the cats we had in the band, like Gerald Brazel and my man Day and Abdul Zuri, Carl Carter, Steve, I think his last name is Winslow. Then in one Diggable band we had Brian Jackson.
Yeah.
From Gil Scott and Heron and Brian Jackson. Okay. He was playing keyboard, and that was like, that was crazy. Every night was wild to rock with him, you know?
He recently did a thing with Jazz and Dead.
Oh, no doubt.
We've all heard so many conflicting words about life, with a wrong or right, but how you gotta be working hard, and it ain't no easy job to survive, just keep it alive. We've all come to think of ourselves at length in a chain, so much to gain. We are the ones that tie our fathers to our sons, don't you know? That's how we grow. But my life really means is that the songs that I sing are just pieces of a dream that I've been building, and we can make a stand in here. I'm reaching out my hand.
Tell me some more of your jazz experiences. I want to know them all. I want the stories. Tell me the stories. I need the jazz talk in my life.
Man, let me see.
I think y'all was on there on your little piece of the doc with Ron Carter, the bassist.
Yeah, I don't think he played. I don't think we played with him.
Who'd y'all play with on there?
I don't remember.
I was supposed to watch it before I came, but I didn't get a chance. But I know y'all performed with somebody.
Yeah.
That whole documentary. Have you ever did anything with Donald Byrd? Did you meet Donald Byrd?
I never met D. Byrd. I never met D. Byrd, but I met Larry Mizell.
Yes.
You know, I met Larry Mizell Jr. And the night when Knife Nights was there, Larry Mizell was there.
Yeah, I met Larry Jr. Okay. Yeah.
Senior was there.
He told me he was there, but I just missed him. He left cold blooded.
Yeah, no, I see.
Blessings to him and his brother. Oh my God.
Yeah, because you know, all of those Blackbirds.
Yes.
Those are all Mizell productions.
Exactly. Donald Byrd, what's the flute? Bobby Humphrey.
Yeah.
Donald Byrd, he got my heart.
Yeah.
Like, he got my heart. Yeah. And it's because of the Mizell brothers.
Like, no, it is.
Of them. Like, they funked it up.
Yeah, now their arrangements and their
concept. And I love how Donald Byrd, like, he changed with the times.
Yeah, no doubt. But he was a teacher.
Yeah.
At Howard.
Okay.
Yeah, he taught music
at
Howard.
I did know that. Yeah, Howard, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the Blackbirds is a band of his students.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, High Energy, that's one of my favorite Donald Byrd songs right now.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, that's D. It would be interesting for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he also was with the Straight Ahead Cats, like,
exactly,
in the late 50s and shit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? No doubt.
Yes, that's why I say he really evolved through the times, from the hard bops and the, you know, like,
Miles Davis did that too.
Oh, yeah, he did that on, too. Man. He's the Don of this whole shit, man.
He did that too.
He did it all.
And tell me about your dad too. About your dad, like that whole influence.
Right. My pops, Reginald Butler, from West Philadelphia. He was born in the 40s, 44.
Okay.
So in the 50s, you know, he came of age, and you know, he was a hip cat. He was into jazz and sports and like the movement, you know, intellectual shit. That was an interest of his that he kept up and imparted to me. Always telling me, you know, biographical shit about cats, and he really introduced the lore to me that really made me understand like that jazz cats were to be revered, for their instinct and their intelligence, you know what I mean? And the beauty of what they had offered. So I was into it, you know. I wanted to be like my dad, impress my dad, think like he thought. So that was something that was attractive to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like you are almost a perfect image of your father.
Well, yeah, more so like I was lucky that the shit that he turned me on to, it was actually a payload there. You feel me?
Yeah.
And once I started getting into it myself, I might have branched off and get my own sort of like personal taste to it, but
yeah,
the foundation.
Yeah.
And my mom too, you know, but my father a lot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So your mother, what was her favorites? Like, what was her favorite music?
She liked R&B, Motown. She liked jazz too, but she wasn't on hard bop. She was on like Hubert Laws and you know, Grover Washington.
Okay.
Smooth shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
But she liked R&B, Motown.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that makes sense, cause your projects, your albums, all your work, it has both that soul and jazz.
For
in
sure,
it.
But I mean, that was the era that I came up in. That's it. Everybody had that flexibility, cause you know, you was getting it from all sides.
Yeah.
You know, and then it was cats like George Benson. They might really just bring it all together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In one song. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Give me the night. Give me the night. Give me the night. Give me the night.
I really appreciate you being on the podcast. Like, this is no little thing for me.
Right on.
You gotta know.
Right on. I appreciate that.
Peace and blessings to you.
Right on.
So I want to talk about instrumentation. Like, this is kind of goes back to the jazz and all that too. Reaching, that wasn't samples. Like, some y'all recreated it, right?
Some of it, yeah. Because some of the samples we couldn't really clear. So we recreated it, but some of it was samples. There was some things on Reaching that we had to recreate, but we just did that in the studio up in Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah. On the second album, Blowout Comb, we actually, the saxophone player, David, he wrote basically a symphony that we used as interstitial music throughout the album. So like the intro and all that, that was a heavy day of recording where this cat, he was a composer, almost like on some Oliver Lake type shit. He played in a Diggable band, but he could like compose for whole orchestras and bands. He wrote this piece, and then we used that piece to like link in all the songs and shit like that. So it was real heavy. It was probably about 13 cats in on that session, full horns, piano, keyboards, drummer, and guitarist.
And this is Blowout Comb.
Yeah, that's Blowout Comb.
The May 4th movement?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yo, the horns?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine, man.
Yeah, that was him. That.
Yes!
Come on, man. That yes. was just ridiculous. I mean, like, yeah, man. Like, before we go, I'm going to look up, because I can't remember David's name right now, but I want to you put it in there eventually. I'm blanking on his last name. Yeah. But he was an alto saxophonist.
Okay.
And yeah, he wrote all that. Like, man. Yeah, that shit's stupid.
They did that type of horn sequence in Judas and the Black Messiah.
Oh, is that right?
They had some horns like that toward the end of the movie. And I was like, man, them horns.
Yeah, well, you know, that instrumentation is kind of a blaxploitation, quote unquote,
yeah.
Era. You know, you had a French horn in there. You had a trumpet. You had saxophone. So you had woodwinds and brass, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All sort of like playing the same,
mm-hmm.
you feel me? And different time signatures and shit. Like, you know, cats was, they had bad cats making them soundtracks.
Yes, yes. Know? So I've actually got onto the Black Panther Party listening to your music as far as, I think it's probably started from the Blowout comment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like going down all these rabbit holes based on the stuff that I'm hearing that you're saying, mm-hmm. you know? Tell me about your experience with the Black Panther Party personally.
My mother and father, they were activists, which at that time, it was almost like being in a hip hop is now for the youth.
Okay.
You know? If you was hip, you was with it, you know?
Yeah.
And my mother and father, they both were aligned with the Panthers ideologically, and they like looked at things in social, political, social economically, and just really thought the brothers were on to something and wanted to see change.
Yeah.
So before I was born, they were like going down to like Alabama and going to register people in the rural areas to vote and that kind of activism, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So when I was born, the lifestyle, the people, the characters, the affiliations is what I grew up around. What
right.
I sort of picked up by osmosis because of all the things that I saw and the people that was around. Then when I got older, I was turned on to the literature and could do my own, you know, sort of research and talking to my parents about it with a different mind state.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's how I got here to the beauty of what the brothers and sisters was up to.
the wind, so I blow mine. Curb hanger and hop it at the Oracle of Hipster. Just like Black Caesar, my depths are fresh. Cause you're a fish and I'm a water sign. My laid back pimp walk is linear by design. Gold front soul, a shoddy, now watch you shine. Me and C note making it abundant. I'm glad to see my nigga, he plush and lavish on the block.
If you had to go back to events, what would it be as far as music, musicians that you would just have to experience?
I would have liked to see Billie Holiday.
Okay.
Yeah. And
shoot something else.
Yeah. And I would have liked to see Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
I mean, but I could go on, but that'd be some ill shit.
Yeah.
My man ain't got
that would be fine.
No money. And I say take all of mine, honey. Ain't nobody's business if I do. If I give him my last nickel and it leaves me in a pickle, ain't nobody's business.
Karat Black. What's your knowledge of them? And
I actually did a podcast with them because they're some of the surviving members. We did a podcast and I just listened to them talk. One of the sisters was living in Chicago, one was from the Lou, and it was really orchestrated by this the main cat, who was kind of a Motown cat. He was a Motown cat, and he put the group together, composed all of the music, and really wanted to bring, you know, the Black Power movement to the forefront musically. And the sisters that survived him, one of them was actually married to him, was basically, you know, talking about, you know, how they practice and, you know, his steadfastness and moving toward perfection with the group. And that's why when you hear what they done, you know, you feel that real high level of execution and concept and shit like that. So that was the first that I had really talked to them.
Okay.
But it was enlightening.
Yeah. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. But I appreciate 24 Karat Black. I just got onto them and it's like, I'm obsessed. I get obsessed with music, but that's why I love it, you know? It's like you get obsessed with things. What you on right now? Like, what you listening to right now?
Right now, I was listening to this old reggae album called Culture. I think from like the 70s, late 70s.
Okay.
You know, that rocker style.
Okay.
You know, melody, almost Curtis Mayfield sound.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been bumping on that. And then Kia. I always listen to Kia. Like, she's most magnificent to me.
Diggable Planet versus your cadence of rap and like Shabazz Palaces and Knife Nights and anything beyond that era is different. Is there like just an evolution in that, or are you just like, I just go with what I feel?
Well, a lot of time passed in between them things.
Yeah.
You gotta be with the style du jour.
Right. Yeah.
It's certain cats that can just like keep it old. Keep they same, you know what I mean? Like, not old necessarily, but like somebody like Ghost, you know what I'm saying? Like, Ghost is just fly, and he gonna do his Ghost Ray, you know what I mean? Shit like that. Nas, But for the most part, I feel like you gotta, unless you super special like that, to where you are the archetype, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta update, you know what
I mean? Yeah, yeah.
And it could still be original, it could still be your thing, but it gotta be current. It gotta have the current blood in it. You
feel me? Yeah. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You play instruments.
Yep.
So I don't think a lot of people know that about you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? And I like to play, and it really helps me produce music and put shit together. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's fun. But when it comes to like playing, say like in a diggable band or something like that, it's cast that's so dope.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't venture out on that
one. Exactly. Yeah. I can understand that. I can understand that. You gotta be front stage anyway.
Hey, so, let me stand up here, man, and talk in this little stick.
Right.
Oh shit.
Conrad.
Yeah, shout out to Cats, man. Thaddeus, Conrad. Darius.
Yes, G. Peace to them.
Yeah,
yes.
Man, the guys, man.
Oh my gosh, the culprits.
Yes.
Culprits. Oh my word.
They definitely did it.
Yo, like, you know, you, like, that show.
Yeah.
That show, like, made me a believer.
Right,
like,
on.
Like, everything that you do live.
Right on.
Is, like, make a nigga a believer.
Right on. That's, like, that's what it was. Like George said, man, let's take it to the stage, sucker. Like, yeah, man. Shout out Tendai too, man. Me and Dai,
yes,
man.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, the master, man.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. He bring that culture, mm-hmm. that African culture, that.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
He take you there with that.
That's right.
Like, I wanted to talk about that show because I honestly said, I don't know if this show is just going to be like nostalgic or it's about to be.
Which one?
It was the 2018 show at the Novo in LA.
Diggable?
Yes.
Novo Theater. Okay, that's kind of like in a downtown structure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember that.
And Microsoft.
Right.
Microsoft Square.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's
where
I saw y'all the first time. So I was just like, I don't know if it's going to be nostalgic. I don't know if it's going to be a show. Because you never know, you know? Like, you just never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And so as it moved on and Nickelback of Fun came on, somebody started passing around. Joint. The whole spot like jumped from that song on. The bass was running, like everybody was just doing their part.
Right on.
And then you ran Jettin'. That live version of Jettin' is like my favorite.
Yeah, that one go hard.
Yes, and I was like, man, like, he is running it, like, with the beat, like, the music, like, everything was just perfect.
Yeah.
yeah, that show, that made me a believer. When people ask me what's my favorite shows, like who's the favorite, the people that I've seen live, that is like, yeah, Digable Planets.
That's what's up.
Is in that lineup of people. And that was my first show. Like I said, that shit made me a believer. After that weekend, Y'all Unsung had came on.
Wow.
So it was like Digable Planets show, Digable Planets on TV. Like Digable Planets was like.
That was our week.
Yes. This is the joint this year.
Come on, man. This is the one week we just, yeah, we everywhere. Yes,
everywhere. Come on, man. Y'all was everywhere. So I was like, I don't have a choice but to dig. Like, I'm about to dig.
Right on.
I'm about to dig. Yes. And I appreciated it, man. Like, that was the best. That was the best.
Nah, that was a good night. That's real.
That was a great night. So, wait. So, tell me the instruments that you play.
Guitar, keyboard.
Guitar and keyboards. Mm-hmm. Okay. You never dabble with the bass?
Nah.
Nah,
I know this cat, Gerald.
Yeah.
My man, Evan.
Okay.
I could really get him to play on stuff. And, yeah. Them cats is out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I never dabble with it, though.
Okay. So, you played a lot of the guitar on Cherry Wine?
Mm-hmm.
Then Thaddeus?
Yeah. All the real, real good parts is that.
Okay.
And the other parts is me.
Got it. I can think that.
Yeah, and Gerald, his brother, played bass.
What's my joint on there? Love One, Let Me Do It. You might be a good crook, but your rap is trash. Yeah, that's my shit. Love One, Let Me Do It.
That's what I'm talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm running that at my 30th birthday party.
That's what's up.
Say, we about to jam.
That's what's up. I appreciate that.
That's my shit.
A little known, you know? It's a little known thing right there, man.
Might be a good crook, but your rap is trash. Yeah, love One, Let Me Do It. Bring the niggas up to it, get the ladies back into it now. I taste some different. Build a new song, drive it down your block, out of ass pimping. Come into place and trip.
Was there any music between Digable Planets and Cherry Wine? Like, I feel like it was a minute. Was it a minute?
Yeah, I made an album, but it never came out.
Okay.
Yeah, it was called Since 1999.
Then Shabazz Palaces, you talked about Tendai.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like out the water, you know, just different. But like I said, Tendai definitely brought the culture to it, and then you brought the soul part to it.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that. And I think when I first met you, I was like, at first I couldn't catch the groove.
Right.
But then the more I listened to it, and that's another thing that your music has taught me, was to be patient with music and listen to music.
Right on.
You know, the more you listen to it, you find the gems in it, and you find that melody. And once you find it, don't never lose it. Right. Like, once you hear it, you can't unhear it.
Right.
You know, so that's what your music has taught me to do.
Yes, it is Tuesday night in the big town. You are rocking the number one Shabazz. It is Love Night. Going to a place that you and only that special person knows. Ladies, grab your man, fellas. Grab that special one. We're gonna get into some grooves tonight, that my shorts, please. This is for you and I, out there. But only you know what it really is.
The calculations all point to a connection in space. Ooh, communicate, hallucinate, rejuvenate. But still it's lost in the trance, a foreign dance, to sing and chant, to praise and rant.
My love for you. space out. Clear some space out so we can space out. Clear some space out so we can space out. Clear some space out so we can space out.
Put the car set to cruise and turn on some grooves.
Lo and behold, look who it is. Your favorite rapper. His jaws clenched in a Xanax glove.
Your favorite rapper.
His heart is scrolling to and fro.
Your favorite rapper.
He's focused on the blurry blur.
Your favorite rapper.
He's feeling numb, dressed dapper dumb.
Your favorite rapper.
He's fashioned by some unseen hands.
Your favorite rapper.
He's begat by some secret plans.
Your favorite rapper.
Prayed on by his adorning fans.
Your favorite rapper.
We zing through his adornments, man.
Your favorite rapper.
A mansion mazing with implausible adjoinments.
Your favorite rapper.
We was coming from the shadowy regions, a slight light with the whalebone pyre. The threshold of immediate consequences, revealing tonight was denied. I knew who I was when I was seven. No reverence for the reverend. All this pomp and circumstance, the fakeness is ridiculous. The pump will make him dance like they are.
It's not what you know, girl. Fish wrapped in champagne. Blacks clad in all white. Backstage on First Street. Well known nobody. A murder mouth with nobody. Self-loathed narcissist. Bite-sized icons. Cast in a false light. Soldiers of fortune. Scorned in the future. Self-made selfie star. Listening close to none. Abolishing tomorrow.
Shabazz Palace album. This was 2019, right? Was it 2019?
I think it was last year. 2020.
The Dawn of Diamond Dreams. Mm-hmm. 2020. Okay, so this was 2020.
I think so.
What? See, it just feels like so long ago. I had everybody on this tune. Money Yoga. Niggas is in the shower singing.
That's what it's supposed to be, a mantra.
Something to chant to.
Yeah.
Yeah, like something to chant to. And it did just that.
Right on.
And then the horn. Like, you just set it off.
That's my man, Carlos Overall.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Seattle Cat. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
We got busy on that.
Yes. Yes.
Darius Singer on it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This one goes up to my face too.
I got money on my mind.
Bitches watch out on my face too.
I got money on
my watch out on my face too.
I got money on my
watch out on my face too.
I got money on my
bitches watch out on my face too.
I got money on my
mind. Telling my niggas in face too.
I got money on my
catch me, I'm blind in face too.
I got money.
Black from the diamond is fade too. This one goes out to my fade too.
All I think about is money. All I think about is money.
All right, so I want to talk about Knife Nights.
Okay.
Because Knife Nights was fire, too. But this was like a collective, I feel like.
Yeah, Eric Blood, OC Notes, Marquita.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
Peace and Love.
No doubt.
I got the album. I peeked the first show in LA.
That's right.
And like I said, your live shows are...
Yeah, that was a cool one.
You know, and... Yeah. Y'all get up there and it's completely cohesive, but OC Notes, like he was running that guitar.
That's what he do.
Running.
That's what he do.
Otis, is that you, Otis?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So that was a fire show too. And another, you know, like the album is fire.
Thank you.
But the live version, like Marquita.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
She really showed her ass at the show.
Yeah, yeah, she different with it, for sure. She different with
she
it, for sure.
She showed her ass, like, yes. Projects coming from Knife Nights?
Yeah, we got something coming. I think when the world opened back up, we'll be able to get together and do some more shit for real.
Okay. I feel like I was on one of your lives one time and somebody asked about New Diggable Planets.
Possible too.
Okay.
Me and the guy have been working on a couple songs. And,
okay.
Yeah, with the band, actually, we trying to get something done.
Yeah, we'll get the culprits.
Yes.
Okay. So the culprits, they perform live out here?
Not really as an entity, but like the brothers always is, when the world is open, them cats is playing in around the area every night almost.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. So the Seattle live music scene is live when it's jumping?
Heavy.
Oh, man. So I got to come back.
I want to say congratulations on your sixth season.
Thank you. I really appreciate
it. It's a pleasure, and your energy and your interest in things is good. You know what
Thank
I mean?
You.
I
Thank
feel
you.
Like you're going to do good things. Keep going with your thing.
I appreciate you.
For sure.
I appreciate you for that. So that is tonight's episode of Virtuous Optimist Podcast with your soul sister Chaz and...
Yeah, you got your man Ish on the scene, on the... Lead off hitter on season 6. Yeah. Check in. Shout out my man Walt in the building.
Hey,
baby.
Walt.
Yeah.
We outie. All praise to the Most High. Have a good night.
Later.